get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman, your host, with my co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Doing well. How about you, David?
I'm doing great, man. I think we've got a good topic today and something that has been requested a lot, a question that we get a lot, and it's how can social media benefit your website? So yeah, looking forward to it. You want to start us off today?
Yeah, definitely. I'll dive right in. So I think there's a lot of business owners that, you know, they get a website and they know they're supposed to have social media. They set up a profile and they're not really sure how it kind of fits all together. And so a good illustration that I like to say that kind of is a good example of how they fit together is if your blog is the microphone for your website or business, then social media is the speaker. So if you think of your blog, you know, producing content, how-tos, tutorials, etc., you know, news and announcements for your business, product updates, well, social media can be the speaker to where you, you know, project that content and share that to the world.
Absolutely. That is a fantastic analogy of, you know, basically why social media benefits your website and stuff and how it ties together. And it kind of dovetails right into our second point that we want to make today is that, you know, God forbid anything happen to Facebook because I stay there all day long. But, you know, ultimately, social media should drive traffic back to your website, which is something that you have 100% control of. Unfortunately, with social media, you know, platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of them, those are owned by Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're not owned by you. So if you have all of your content in one place, God forbid anything happen, you know, they shut down tomorrow for any reason whatsoever, you lose all of your content. So, you know, driving traffic back, using social media to drive traffic to your website is ultimately what your goal should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the next one on the list is social media should also help build trust, authenticity, and then community around your brand by being able to directly and publicly engage with your audience. So a lot of times, I think a good example of this is I've seen it where people are frustrated with the company. They'll message them on Twitter, or they'll tweet to them or message them on Facebook, et cetera, because it's public. And so therefore, you know, it's for the whole world to see that interaction. And so that's actually a good thing, because you can, you know, as long as you're treating your customers well and you're providing a good service or product or whatever, that's a great public example to show to potential customers and or clients that you're a trustworthy company, and that you know, you can really show your credibility that way. And also when you're engaging with people on your profile, when they're commenting on your posts, that can really build community around your brand. And ultimately, that's going to help you. It's more of a long-term play with branding. But yeah, social media is a great way for that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the other things that you can do is when your posts get shared a lot, it gets eyeballs on your brand, your product, and your website. Us, for example, both of us actually, Tim and us, we are also product creators for WordPress. We create plugins and themes, you know, for WordPress as a whole, but also in a niche market in the WordPress space, the Divi space. You'll hear us talk about Divi quite a bit, Elegant Themes. It's number one WordPress theme in the world. We absolutely love it. We endorse it. Great product in Divi. So we have products and stuff. So there's an advantage and there's a reason, you know, that we want people going back to our website, because we have e-commerce platforms. We sell these products. So the more eyeballs that we can get on our brand and our products and driven back to our website is potential revenue that we can earn and stuff. So,
yeah, you know. And one thing I want to add to that, David, you know, I do Divi tutorials on my website. And they're free tutorials, and those get shared a lot because it's free. People see it and they want to share that to other people that use Divi. And so my tutorials get a lot of shares. Well, those tutorials are free. I'm not going to make any money from them. But when people share those, it gets more people, yeah, looking at my brand and remembering, oh, Divi Life, and driving to my website, seeing what I have to offer in addition to the free tutorials. And so, I think the word viral is kind of a cliche and it doesn't really mean what it used to mean, but you can kind of get that viral approach, you know, by producing great content or products and having people share it.
Absolutely. And last but not least on our list today, Tim, is search engine analyzation. You know, search engines analyze social media to help determine rankings. Right. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So as social media kind of exploded the last, I'd say, decade, search engines have adapted their algorithms to basically include social media. So, you know, companies and websites and specific pages and blog posts and et cetera that are shared a lot on social media do really well in the search engines because that tells the search engines, hey, people like this. This is a credible, authoritative resource, whatever it may be. And so the search engines will give that particular page a higher ranking because they know they have that social proof that it is something that people like.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, we've got several blog posts, as your tutorials do as well, that have been shared quite a bit, and those do rank rather favorably in Google and Bing and stuff, which ultimately at the end of the day, which is what all business owners want, which is more traffic to their website and stuff. Yeah. Well, Tim, we've come to the end of another episode of WP the Podcast.
Awesome. Episode 12.
Episode 12 is in the books. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.